All right, welcome back to AM 1320 WARA. Dom Katoya with you here on this great-looking day, or at least supposedly-looking day anyways. We are here with my very special guest that we've been promoting now for the last week or so. We have Ms. New England, the 2015 winner here. We have Shayla Murray. Good morning, Shayla.
Good morning. Thank you, Dom, for having me here today.
My pleasure. This is something really exciting. Being born and raised here in Attleboro, and we've got a winner. We have a winner here in the Attleboro area. First off, Ms. New England. Explain what Ms. New England is to our listeners.
Sure, definitely. So I am competing in the Miss America pageant, which is open to women who are 26 and older, who are single, divorced, or married, and I currently have been awarded the Miss New England 2015 title. So with this title, it really is an opportunity to compete in a pageant that is geared towards women who are a little bit older, who are really looking for an opportunity to volunteer, give back to their community, and use the crown for a purpose.
Okay, and this all started, this pageant all started when now?
It started 2000.
2000.
Correct.
And there is someone at the helm, I'm sure, right?
So yes.
Somebody who's actually running the whole operation, right?
Yes. So our CEO, Susan, was actually awarded the title, I'm not sure the exact year,
mm-hmm.
But she was awarded, and I think she's one of the older contestants, and from there she really wanted to create an opportunity for older women to have kind of this platform and this opportunity to really make a difference in their mm-hmm. community.
Now, as I said, you're from Attleboro. What's a little bit of background on Shayla Murray? First of all, let me say I love the name, Shayla Murray.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful name. What's a little bit of your background?
Sure. Well, I grew up in Attleboro. I am the oldest of eight kids and a first-generation college graduate. I graduated from Attleboro High School in 2006, and I went on to Holy Cross in Worcester. Graduated 2010 from there.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was at Holy Cross, that's where I actually got involved with working with at-risk youth and really becoming passionate about giving back to my community. So after graduating from Holy Cross, I volunteered as an AmeriCorps volunteer and a fifth grade teacher at the Nativity School of Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
And this school is it's a school that was created to provide a quality education for underserved boys. So I worked there for 2 years as a teacher and a volunteer where we really dedicated ourselves to school. We had about 60-hour work weeks. The boys were in school 11 hours a day, and then I was also volunteering for Big Brothers Big Sisters at that time with my mentee, who I've been with since 2008. And after finishing the fellowship as a nativity, I decided to continue working with at-risk youth and applied for a position at Big Brothers Big Sisters, an agency I was already deeply involved with and passionate about. So I worked there for 2 years or so, continued with my mentee. I worked directly with at-risk youth running programs, and then I was promoted to assistant director of operations.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I knew that while I was gaining this valuable work experience and working with at-risk youth, I really wanted the knowledge and skills to kind of take that even further. So I enrolled in a dual degree master's program at Clark University, and I was fortunate to be awarded a full tuition AmeriCorps scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked full-time at Big Brothers Big Sisters while pursuing that degree and just finished May 2015.
Wow. You got a lot of schooling there.
I do.
Mean, you're coming out of high school in 2006, and then you basically, you love education, basically.
I do.
And it looks like that you want it. Now, is this something that you want to do beyond in the near future?
Yes. So I'm not sure if I went into this. I do have, I am a licensed English teacher as well. I have a master's in teaching for 5th through 12th grade. So I very much am passionate about education.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a dream of one day opening up a school in some capacity that does serve at-risk youth. I'm passionate about advancing equity and providing educational opportunities for all. So that's something, and that's kind of, I guess, segueing into why I applied for the Miss America pageant.
Mm-hmm.
I already am passionate about this title or this cause, and the title would actually give me a great opportunity to really promote it.
Now, which I love all this that you're saying, because it's something that that we've never, I mean, I know it, since it's been around 15 years now, is something that's coming to light now, which is great, great news. You know, you've got all these other huge pageants that are mm-hmm. California, Atlantic City, wherever you are, Las Vegas. This pageant is coming up quick.
Yes.
Within the next month or so, right?
Yes.
A little over a month.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about this whole pageant now and where it's going to be and
sure.
And all that.
Yes. So the pageant is actually taking place in Southern California. It will be August 29th at the Curtis Theater. And that's when all the contestants will be brought together. There's a range of 35 to 40 of us. Mm-hmm. The set number has not hasn't been concluded, as the pageant is still accepting applications at this point. So it'll be taking place there, and the interview components consist of an interview, mm-hmm. onstage question, a fitness component, as well as a gown segment
okay.
that we will be competing in. Mm-hmm. And a big part of it really is, once you are given a title, we have to do so many appearances and so many volunteer opportunities each month, so that mm-hmm. we really walk into the pageant having used our title and our crown for a purpose.
Now, the title that you have now, you're going to the Ms. America pageant. How did they get, how did this thing, I mean, the Ms. New England, I mean, I know it's mm-hmm. it's new. How did this come about?
Yes. So my interest actually in this title is, the reigning Miss America was actually Miss New England 2014.
Okay.
So I'm actually going in with a title that actually won last mm-hmm. year. So that's pretty powerful and a
right.
big thing to live up to. Mm-hmm. For sure. So just representing the New England region, which, you know, this has been my home, and just really going in, and I'm passionate about, I mean, we have an amazing education system here. So really just going in and promoting that cause.
Mm-hmm. The other, now this is, as you said, is open to all women. There is a certain requirement, first of all, for mm-hmm. this, right? And you mm-hmm. can explain again what the qualifications for
yes.
to get into this.
Yes. So as far as the application process, it does consist of an application, photos, as well as an interview that you mm-hmm. Complete. And the initial process you go through with the CEO, Susan, and kind of once you go from there, she and the judges make the decision as to who the title holders are. And then from there, you kind of put to work. Mm-hmm. And then we all convene at the national pageant end of August.
And right now, it's 26 years of age and older, single, married, or divorced,
yes.
I understand.
Yes.
That's got to be something different from a lot of other pageants, usually single ladies.
Very different, yes. So even looking at kind of the pageant website and reading the bios, I'm definitely one of the younger contestants uh-huh. that are in there, and that's something that Susan kind of made me aware of when
right.
I applied. So I'm definitely coming in with less experience, but really going to be exposed to a network of phenomenal ladies who are very successful. But there are a number of women who are families, are mothers, single mothers, and really just juggling careers, entrepreneurs, and kind of just juggling the whole giving back to your community.
When I was listening to your answer a few moments ago about the Big Brothers Big Sisters, do you remember who you worked with at the Big Brothers Big Sisters at all?
Yes. So I'm actually, I still stay in close contact. So I worked at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Mass Metro
okay.
West,
mm-hmm.
right in Worcester. So they work with that throughout 40 communities in that area. And I'm still heavily involved. So where I will, end of June, be doing a video segment with them, with my little sister,
mm-hmm.
Who I've been with since she was 8. I just recently went to her Sweet 15.
Oh, nice.
So it was amazing. And so I'm very much a part of still working with them and visiting Great Brook Valley, which is the housing complex in Worcester where my mentee lives, and kind of just really doing what I can with them.
When I heard that, I used to know a few people locally at the Big Brothers Big Sisters office here in Attleboro from years ago. Her name was Lois Foster,
mm-hmm.
Who I haven't seen in a while, in a few years, but it's a great organization. I mean, there's a nice organization that people, you know about. They see, sometimes they see the trucks coming into your area
yes,
to collect
yes.
clothing and what have you. that must really hit home, because, like I said, you're a local girl or a local gal, and it's nice to see. Now this is nationwide, Big Brothers Big Sisters, and it's kind of nice that you now the people like yourself pick the organization that you want to work for, or that, you know, is that something that just kind of fell in your lap, the Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I would say so. Even as I mentioned before, I'm the oldest of 8 kids, so I have a bunch of younger siblings.
Get out of the bathroom now.
Yeah, I have a ton of younger siblings that I really look to be a role model for and really just mentor. And while I was at Holy Cross, I kind of missed that. Even though I was 45 minutes from home, I still really wanted to be that mentor, and I was missing that piece of my life. So I kind of let my younger siblings know, like my my youngest sister, she's 16, Brooklyn, she's my best friend. Let her know I was going to be mentoring another little girl. And so she was completely open for it. They know each other. My little's been to my house, met my family, and vice versa. We're very much, they're my family in Worcester, second family. And so it was just really an opportunity to give back and be involved. And I knew that was what I was passionate about, and that's what called me to work there once I was done with my Nativity Fellowship.
I mean, we'll get into it in our next segment. We got to take a quick break right here. But You're passionate. I can hear it in your voice. This is something that you'd probably, when you got this, you want to scream. You want to really scream out loud. You know, hey, this is great. This is something that I think women. Should love to come to this pageant, because this is something that you're going to strive, and who knows what will come on after this. I mean, you can be a spokesperson for whatever. I mean, it could even open up an acting career for some of these ladies out there. I mean, you want to do a school, you want to be a school teacher, which is terrific. I love that idea, because certainly you're passionate about the young people out there as well. And I think we're very lucky to have you representing this area. That's for sure.
Awesome.
All right,
we're
going to hold you on that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Shayla Murray in just a few moments. Stay with us.
The City of Attleboro and the Park Commission is proud to announce another great season of summer concerts to be held at Capron Park in the Newell Shelter. The concerts are free and open to the public and will run from June 27th through August 29th every Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. So get those lawn chairs ready and let the summer concerts begin. For more information, feel free to call Terry Conti at the Park and Forestry Department at 774-203-1865.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was 6, I had one thing on my mind. When I was 6, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was 6, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was 6, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Feast of the Blessed Sacrament will be held in New Bedford, Massachusetts, in Madera Field on Madera Avenue from Thursday, July 30th through Sunday, August 2nd. This event, coined the world's largest Portuguese feast, also includes live entertainment, traditional folk dances, a family-oriented carnival, street vendors, and a parade. For more information, visit the web at PortugueseFeast.com. All right, we are back here now with Shayla Murray, who is Ms. New England. Let me say that correct. It's Ms. New England. First of all, I know we said this in our first segment. A big congratulations.
Thank you.
the first thing I think I want to ask you is, you feel like you're on cloud nine, I'm sure. How did you feel when you got this first title of Ms. New England?
Yes.
Oh yeah, Ms. New England. Making sure that's correct.
Yes. I was definitely happy and excited, and just kind of, you know, shared it with family and friends and was kind of like, all right, what's the next step? And it kind of brought me back to why I applied for the pageant in the first place. And it was really more so, even though the excitement and I was happy to have this title, it was more so about others and really just being a call to action to like really get to work. Mm-hmm. And to realize that I now had this recognition and I could really use it to my advantage to promote my platform and continue to do work for a cause that I'm very passionate about.
And I'm sure, as you said, you're an Attleboro resident, born and bred. And I've got to ask you how your friends and your family reacted to this.
Yes. So kind of just like my upbringing, I'm kind of a person who's always looking for kind of the next challenge, I guess you could say. So my family always knew, and my friends have kind of always had to deal with the fact that I was always kind of working full time and going to school full time and always kind of just striving for the next big thing. And upon finishing grad school in May 2015, I'm like, okay, done with school, still working. What else can I do? Uh-huh. And, you know, I have that larger goal of really making a difference in education and making a difference to advance equity. And so I looked for the next best thing. And that is where I found the pageant. Mm-hmm. And it was an opportunity to continue this work and really just promote it even further. So when I announced to my family and friends, it really just wasn't a surprise. Mm-hmm. They were kind of ready to support me and really willing to see me grow. They kind of know some of my weak areas, and this pageant is really helping me to develop them. Mm-hmm. And I think once I strengthen these skills, it'll really lead me to open up the school and kind of promote what I believe in.
Now, recently, you were in events, you were in parades.
I mean, that
must have been great, you know, riding in the back of a car there, a convertible, of course, on the seat there, and waving to some of the people out there. Recently, you were in Cumberland, right? Was that the one that you were in? Talk a little bit about that. I mean, I must say, is this your first time in a parade at all?
It was my first time in a parade, yes. It was an amazing experience, I will say. As I was riding in the car, just having, you know, my
that
crown.
That moment.
Yes, it's a great moment I will never forget. The best part, though, really, you know, I got to ride in the convertible. I had a really nice car that I was driving in.
I saw pictures of it. I know, really.
Yes.
Jealous.
So the car did get some attention. But just wearing the crown and title, like, it was great, but more so just seeing the faces of the kids in the parade. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what truly warmed my heart and made it such a great moment to be able to wave to the kids and say hi and just to see the smile on their faces and the little girls and, you know, even, you know, toddlers blowing kisses. Like, it was just, like, extremely heartwarming, and I think that really was my favorite part, and I'll always remember that.
You know, looking – I mean, I love parades, still love parades, and when you see a pageant winner, or whoever is in a parade, you know, sitting in the back of seat of a vehicle, you get a different perspective. You know, you're standing or sitting watching the people go by all the time. Here's a chance for you to be in the parade, and all of a sudden you get young people out there, especially young ladies out there, who this is kind of, you know, when little girls, you know, are small, they one time, you know, they think about, you know, they want to be a beauty queen. You know, they've got their Barbie dolls, and they, you know, on the Barbie stage and stuff like that. And here you're living these little girls' dreams out there, and that's got to really tug at your heart to see these little kids, and you're waving to them, and then you do personal appearances, you know, and do these things because, and it's got to feel, you've got to feel the way you're passionate. You've got to feel warm inside as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I look at kind of, you know, my own upbringing and being kind of deemed an at-risk youth and, you know, coming from a low-income family and kind of just having that background. And that's where my passion is really driven. So when I see kind of young girls, I'm always wanting to make a difference and really kind of inspire them and being a role model in any way I can. And just like thinking about the parade, I remember going by, one of the girls had really curly hair, and she's like, "Dad, look, like she has curly hair like me, like I can do that." And just like hearing different comments and, you know, smiles really is what truly warmed my heart and what made a difference for me.
Now, what, you know, between now and the time that you go to California, are there any last minute things that you need to do or you have to do, you know, to get there?
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of it is I've kind of been really trying to take advantage of being a title holder in terms of really making appearances and giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. So we're only charged with having two appearances a month, but I'm really trying to capitalize. We're getting down to really, you know, the last, you know, month and a half or so. Right. So I'm really trying to make as many appearances as I can, and ones that that aren't traditionally ones that I'd be a part of, but that have been opened up to me because of the title. So, like, for instance, this Saturday I'll be at the Attleboro Soup Kitchen and bringing my my younger sister Brooklyn and my younger brother Caden with me to kind of expose them to just giving back to the community, especially in Attleboro. But also looking at other platforms, I will be the MC for a fashion show out in Lowell the end of July. And then as well as, you know, doing kind of opportunities for organizations that I'm familiar with as far as Big Brothers Big Sisters, doing a video with them to help with fundraising with my mentee. I went back to Nativity where I was a fifth grade teacher. And I went to the Fernando class graduation, which was the last group I taught. So really just organizations that I've been a part of and continue with, and really just see how the title can really benefit them and really promote the cause, but also being exposed to new organizations.
You also mentioned in a bio that you said you're a firm believer in equity.
Yes.
And made it that your goal to make it a greater social impact in the world to benefit our youth. That is something that I've heard that you're talking about. It's something that you're very passionate about, the youth of America. These people will be the future Ms. USA and all these other, you know, whoever they're going to be, you know, and their strive. But you do. I mean, it also is the background that you bring to this. I mean, you said, you know, as, you know, coming in from one of the neighborhoods here in Attleboro is, you know, this is something that you've strived very hard to do this, you know. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any of your fellow graduates in the past, you know, what are some of their reactions? I mean, you know, if you go back to Attleboro High School now or something like that, you know, do they realize, who you are and what the title that you have gotten? Like, I know Bill Rooney, who's a good friend of ours here for the station. I know, I'm trying to think, who was the principal when you were at the school? It's a little bit much. I mean, but you know, you've had some, a lot of people back in there, but it must be feeling good. You know, if you go back and see people, you know, that you went to school with, you know, at reunions or what have you, it must be feeling good. I mean, are you getting reactions to anybody who know what you're doing now?
Yes, yes, definitely. So social media is a great network.
Oh, yeah.
So I've really taken advantage of kind of sharing the title there, especially because I am an Attleboro resident and really looking to give back to Attleboro and really just make a difference and, you know, have the title be something that speaks for Attleboro. Mm-hmm. And so I just had a number of friends, acquaintances, fellow graduates that have really reached out to me, whether it's kind of, you know, volunteering or doing some kind of public appearance with an association that they're familiar with, whether it's sponsoring me themselves or kind of introducing me to foundations or organizations they're familiar with that I may have participated in when I was a young girl that I didn't even think about. So everyone is really, very excited. I have my best friend, Leanna. She's coming with me to the pageant just to be able to support me. And, you know, a lot of people are very, very, very supportive. And then the Sun Chronicle article was great. I had kind of friends and their parents reaching out to me to say congratulations and kind of, for those who were unaware of the work I was doing since graduating from Attleboro, they've kind of been made aware of it now and really supportive of the work I want to do with youth.
When you get over to California, first of all, between since you had this recent award, what did you receive and what will you receive before you get there? I mean, I'm sure they're going to give you airfare and what have you. I mean, what is all the package basically?
Yes. So as far as whoever is crowned Miss America, there is a prize package which does entail mainly, I think, you pass on the reign. So the following year, it does include the airfare, mm-hmm. As well as access or tickets to the show, as well as other things that I'm mm-hmm. not as familiar with. But a big thing that I think really appeals to me is that a lot of times people will get the presidential award. And what stands for me and kind of why I want this wanted to participate in this pageant really is just the kind of giving back to your community, crown for a purpose, and really just that recognition. Mm-hmm. And I think each woman has their own reason for this pageant, and the pageant's mission is really what drew me to it, and kind of just knowing and seeing the reigning title holder and the difference she's made. It's Dr. Stephanie Mills. I believe she's from New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And just the immense media attention she's had to really promote her platform and make a difference.
All right, we are here with Shayla Murray, who is Ms. New England and going for the Ms. America pageant in August. We'll have more with Shayla coming up in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Runners and walkers are invited to the 13th annual Runaways Run Around 5K on Sunday, August 2nd at 9 a.m. This 5K race is a USATF New England sanctioned and certified course which loops through North Attleboro. The race is sponsored by the Runaways Running Club. Proceeds benefit Community VNA's hospice and palliative care programs. Pre-registration is $25, $30 on race day. For more info, call 508-339-0147 or register online at signmeup.com/105324.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
It's not work. I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Farmers Market has set up location this year at O'Connell Field in Capron Park, and parking is available at the Attleboro High School Bushy Street lot and all along Blue Pride Way. Enjoy a stroll through the park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Saturday morning, right straight through until October 24th to find fresh fruits and vegetables at your fingertips. Buy fresh, buy local. For more information, feel free to send an email to attleborofarmersmarket@gmail.com.
All right, we are back with Shayla Murray. This has got to be really a great, I mean, I know we've talked about this a couple of times. This has got to be a whirlwind thing that you're on. I mean, and you're looking towards the future. You want to get this title, you know,
yes.
You can taste that title. If and when, and I'm not going to say if, when you get this title, we bring you all the luck in the world from this area. When they give you this title of Ms. America 2015, what is going to go through your mind? And what's going to, I mean, you're going to like probably want to scream. And,
yes.
I mean, this is going to be awesome for you.
Yes. I mean, that would really just be an opportunity to reflect and kind of think about almost like my platform. for. I mean, you know, why I'm doing all this, but to really demonstrate, and I think what the Miss New England title has done already is that, you know, your circumstances aren't really what, they don't define you. It's more so the hard work you put in, mm-hmm. what you strive to be that really sets up your future. And I think if you work hard, success will come your way, and you really just can't let your circumstances define you. And I think this title, this recognition has helped me to kind of promote that platform and show other youths who kind of come from that situation mm-hmm. or a similar one to myself. And that's why I am so passionate about giving back to the community. But if I were to be granted the Miss America title, that would just be even greater recognition mm-hmm. and really just a calling to, you know, get to work and, you know, help as many youths that I can.
Now, I'm sure there are going to be a number of young ladies up on the stage. And you said this will be televised at some point.
Yes, yes. So there will be live streaming. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Miss America pageant website, mm-hmm. There will be access to watch the pageant from there.
Now, is it Miss or Ms? Are we talking?
Miss. MS.
MS.
So, yep,
Ms.
So if you go MS and then AmericaPageant.com,
right.
you'll be able to see it.
And I know we can get to this after as well, but I know if they do want information, there is also an email address for this event as well.
Yes. Yes. So the email address, again, so it's msamericapageant@aol.com. Mm-hmm. That is the email address for the pageant, and then you can also check out the pageant website.
And hopefully, if everything goes well with you, you're looking at hopefully being on top. We want to have Attleboro represented top shelf. But there'll probably be other women with you up on the stage. You know, how many, you said 35, 40 women.
Yes, yes.
So it's not like the Miss America pageant is 50 or 51 ladies and stuff like that. They also, you know, there's first, second, third runner-up.
Yes, I believe we do have some kind of recognition of mm-hmm. that sort. There also is, I didn't go into it, Miss America International. Okay. It is a competition. It's actually for women who are 35 years and older. So mm-hmm. I actually do not qualify for that one. But that is something that's open to older women if they choose to partake in that one.
Now, when you so as you said, this event, you're going to get down there a little earlier.
Yes.
The event is going to be on August?
August 29th. There may be a preliminary competition on mm-hmm. the 28th, pending on the number of final contestants. But once we get down there, it really is, like, some ladies are going to go down at least August 26th to get some mm-hmm. exposure to Disney World. Since it is 26 and older, a lot of women are bringing their families down there and going, kind of enjoying. And then right after that, we will have all-day rehearsals and kind of just going through the pageant and really just hitting the ground running.
when my wife and I went 5 years ago to Vegas, we stayed at the Planet Hollywood, and it happened to be that weekend they were doing one of the pageants upstairs.
Yes.
I don't know if it was America or whatever universe. Boy, I tell you, it was a media circus up there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this is going to be a media circus. The place where this event is the Curtis Theater in Southern California. Have you seen anything what this looks like, the Curtis Theater?
I have not. I've kind of looked at the website mm-hmm. just to get a sense of it. I watched there's a live streaming of the pageant from last year, mm-hmm. so I actually watched that just to have a great idea of what I was really getting myself into.
Right.
And seeing the reigning Miss New England 2014 win the title. So that is available to me, but it's kind of going to be a whole new exposure checking it out.
And as you also said in the previous segment, that there is the outfits that you're wearing. There are a couple of, or actually there are a few different outfits that you wear. But the other thing there that is not having, you're not doing a swimsuit competition.
Correct. So we actually have, instead of a swimsuit, so there is no swimsuit mm-hmm. at all, we have a sportswear segment.
Okay.
And the goal of this is to really showcase your personality with your sportswear. Mm-hmm. So some women will do like a tennis outfit if that's kind of what they're passionate about, or if they're really passionate about fitness or kind of just whatever they're into, mm-hmm. they kind of wear that outfit to really demonstrate it.
Entertainment as far as, you know, singing or piano playing or?
Nope. So no talent. We are required. So it's more so a focus on the interview and the onstage question. Like I had said, once you're granted a title, it's more about what are you doing in the community to make a difference, and how are you using this crown for a purpose. And this pageant is heavily focused on that. So each of the four categories are equally weighted. So they're each 25%. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of it is a point system. So whoever walks away with the most points is going to be given the title.
And when at the presentation next month, are there celebrity judges? Who's judging this now?
Yes. So the judges have not been announced to us yet. So Susan, the CEO, is kind of keeping that a little bit of a secret. And that
wonder
will
if I'm
be
available to go.
Yeah. So
I know who I'm going to pick.
That actually hasn't been disclosed to us yet as to who will be judging.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if people want to get tickets for their on their own, they can head down there.
Yes.
Are you doing? Some of your family and friends you said are going to be coming as well, because they're going to head down to Disney World down there as well, so they can hang out and have fun.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, and for you, it's going to be fun, but it's going to be work. I mean, you've got long days. You said how many days are you actually competing, you know, practicing before?
Yes.
And television with lights and everything else is going to say, oh my God, here we go.
I know. So we have at least two full days of rehearsals and perhaps a preliminary competition, depending on the number of contestants, and then the actual show day with red carpet, and then kind of just carrying on with the actual show. So it's definitely a full schedule once mm-hmm. we get to California. Hence my reasoning for staying in California a little bit longer, since I celebrate my birthday September 1st, nice. Right after the pageant.
What a great prize, yeah, present for you.
Yeah, that would be great, right? So yeah, definitely hard work, and then hopefully just enjoying some time with some amazing women.
As you said, people want to get in touch with the pageant, or they want to get in touch with you. Maybe how about some advice, you know, for young women out there who may want to try out for this down the line, you know, this year or next year or the next mm-hmm. couple of years. They do it usually every year?
Yes, yes. So the pageant is available every year. And my advice for females really would be, if you're passionate about a cause and you have something that you really want to promote, the pageant is an amazing opportunity to really have a title to expose you to different media outlets or different publicity or volunteering opportunities that you may not necessarily get without the title. And if you're passionate about something, I definitely suggest applying for the pageant and going for it and really seeking to make a difference in what you believe in.
Perfect. A perfect way to say that. That's for sure. You can go to that website once again. It's MissAmericaPageant.com.
Correct.
And then if they want to do an email, MissAmericaPageant@AOL.com. You're looking at hopefully a good win in California. As we kind of wrap things up, what has been I mean, I know all the women who usually win something on stage, they say, world peace, world peace.
Yeah.
but it seems that you really want to put your passion to the youth out there as well. And you,
yes.
because you want to be an educator, you want to continue that passion.
Yes, yes, exactly. So, I mean, I may be exemplified by the fact that I have a lot of degrees, mm-hmm. But I'm very, very passionate about education. And just about really arming myself with the knowledge and skills I need to really make a difference, to promote equity, and really just advance and provide opportunities for all youth. Mm-hmm. And that's really just been my calling. And I realized that, you know, I went into Holy Cross thinking, you know, I was going to be a poli-sci corporate lawyer. And then I kind of just like had my calling as to directly working with youth via being a teacher and Big Brothers Big Sisters, and just realized that's what I'm meant to do. So just kind of just going along with that and really just using the education I have to make a difference so that I can help these youth and that they have the opportunity that they deserve.
And in the last minute and a half or so, first of all, congratulations. We look forward to hearing from you again down the line. What's the future for Shayla Murray?
Yes. so right now I'm kind of very much in the stage of kind of setting the direction, I guess mm-hmm. you could say, for my career and kind of where I want to go. I have my passion of working with youth. Right now, just doing research. I'm at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. I'm interning as far as summer youth employment programs, financial capability, really to how to best prepare youth. Still, again, my passion, but really just kind of taking it a step further and kind of moving on. I'm not sure what the future holds for me. I know what I'm passionate about, and really have those high hopes of eventually, like I said, opening up a school. I have a lot of friends who are like-minded Holy Cross graduates, as well as Clark University. That's where I went for my three master's degrees. So a lot of people that are very much have similar passions. So hopefully we can reconvene and, you know, make something happen in the end.
Well, once again, I want to thank you for your time here. And congratulations once again. And we look forward to you bringing back the title and back to the Attleboro area and beyond. So we wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much.